Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast. Welcome back home. A modern day parable. Previously, Michelle's partying and alcohol use leads to her missing crucial check-ins and warm-ups, leading to a warning from an American Idol producer. Back in Kansas, her father faithfully writes supportive letters to his non-responsive daughter. Refusing to give up on her, despite Liz's cynical doubts, Michelle still cares about God. Meanwhile, her friend Suzanne travels to be near Michelle, but is heartbroken to see her friend chasing glitter and shine and risking everything. The final break occurs when Michelle asks Suzanne to lie to the producers about her manager's forbidden deal, which Suzanne refuses to do, stating she can't compromise her integrity to support Michelle's sin.
All right, superstar, you ready to level up?
Depends. Level up how?
Studio time. Real time. Not the scratch track demo stuff. We're talking full production, top-tier engineers, platinum-certified producers. I got us a window at Rose Gold Sound. They don't just let anybody in there.
That's where Summer Lee recorded her last album.
Exactly. Her and three other Grammy winners. And I talked to Carl, he'll give you 2 weeks, nights only, but you gotta lock it in now.
Okay. What's the catch?
It's not a catch, it's business. Studio's $22.50 per day, but you're looking at $35,000 flat for the whole package. That includes engineering, mixing, two in-house producers, and potential feature time if someone from the label bites.
$35,000?
I know, it's steep. But this is your moment, Michelle. You need real tracks before the Idol hype dies down. That door doesn't stay open forever.
And you want me to pay for it? On top of what I'm already paying you?
It's an investment in you. And look, I've got $5,000 I can throw in, but I'm maxed after that. You got the trust fund, right? This is exactly what that's for. Your future. This could really work.
You're asking me to pour that much into something you think could work?
I'm asking you to bet on yourself. I believe in you, Michelle. But faith without action? That's just talk.
I need time to pray on this.
Totally. Just don't wait too long. Carl's already holding the time slot for 48 hours. After that, it's gone.
Let you know tomorrow.
You're not just the girl with the golden ticket anymore, Michelle. You're the girl with the golden shot. Don't let it slip.
Something bothering you? Is it Michelle?
You guessed it.
What's the latest?
She wanted me to lie for her, and when I refused to, she had me kicked off the set. She's really out of control, and I think she might be using...
That's a lot for you to carry.
Right now, I think it just might be too much.
I've talked, I've cried, I've stayed too long. Tried to hold on as you pushed me away. But love can't chase what's running fast. So I'll let go and give God a chance. I'm stepping back so God can reach you. He can move right through the noise. When my voice grows quiet, His word is true. In Him your weary heart can find all its joy.
Girl, I brought you some food. You've been ghosting everybody. Figured you'd at least eat.
You're sweet. I've just been grinding. Rehearsals, interviews. no sleep. And now I've got a shot at studio time. So, like I said, grinding.
Grinding or spiraling? Place looks like the inside of your group chat. Chaotic. How much coffee have you had today?
Not coffee. Just something to keep me going. Helps me stay sharp in the booth.
Is that what's in your bag?
Don't start, Nietzsche. You think you know what this takes? Those producers don't wait around for you to find your energy. If you don't bring it, they move on. Malik, I went to the clinic this morning.
Did they give you something for the nausea?
It's not a stomach virus. I'm pregnant.
What?
The doctor says that it's been about 6 weeks.
I thought you were on the pill.
Nothing is ever 100% safe. Besides, there may have been a few times when I might have forgotten to take it.
How could you be so stupid?
Please, we're gonna have a baby.
How do you even know it's mine? I don't know who you've been sleeping around with.
How dare you? You're the one who's been chasing after everything that has a pulse since you got here. It's a miracle that I don't have some sort of disease. So, what now? You're gonna hit me? I thought you loved me.
Well, you've got to get rid of it. They'll kick you off the show if they find out. And I can't be dragging around a little poop factory with me.
God, what should I do?
It whispers sweet and low. Says no one has to know. It dresses up like freedom. Makes the darkness grow. Sin looks like light when your heart is tired, when your hope runs low and your faith's expired. It shines like gold, but it chills like ice, but feels so right. Can cost your
Welcome Back Home, a modern parable to be continued.